This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 132. 10 Reasons You're Not Making Progress in the Gym, part 2, by Jordan Syatt with RajLawFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online, acting as your very own personal narrator. Today's post from Roger Lawson's site is from a guest author and is part 2 from yesterday. So if you're new here, I'd recommend checking out yesterday's episode before listening to this one. Otherwise, this won't make as much sense. And yesterday's post was the perfect motivation for me to head to the gym and push myself just a little bit further. I'm actually a little bit sore today, but that's a good thing. All right, let's jump into the second part of this post and start optimizing your life. 10 Reasons You're Not Making Progress in the Gym, Part 2, by Jordan Syatt with RajLawFitness.com. At the very least, make sure to incorporate the following into your warm-up. Myofascial release, aka foam rolling. Hip flexor work, leg swings, rear leg elevated static lunges, etc. Scapular retraction and rotator cuff work, like behind the neck pull-downs and using a band for internal and external rotation. And glute activation work, like butt bridges and its variations. 6. Your ego is too big. As Henry Rollins wisely wrote in The Iron, most injuries involving the iron come from ego. I once spent a few weeks lifting weight that my body wasn't ready for and spent a few months not lifting anything heavier than a fork. Try to lift what you're not prepared to, and the iron will teach you a little lesson in restraint and self-control. The weight room is no place for an ego. Egos breed poor form and lead to injury. Learn to love the iron and the hard work it takes in order to progress. In the end, you will be rewarded. 7. Your form sucks. You want to know what really grinds my gears? Yes, I love Family Guy. Watching people who have no concept of what a good repetition looks like. It could be in regard to chin-ups, bench press, squatting, or unilateral supine hip extensions on a physio ball. Honestly, I don't care what the move is, but if you're using shit form, then I want to hurt you. This actually ties in really well with having too big of an ego. A lot of times people use more weight and compensate by reducing their range of motion. Other people legitimately just don't know what good form looks like, but considering you're listening to this, I'm assuming you aren't one of those people. Among other things, poor form will inevitably lead to injury simply because performing an exercise incorrectly involves your body training a movement pattern that it wasn't designed to do. This is why when people tell me, "Jordan, doing squats hurts my knees," I respond with, "No, not doing squats hurts your knees. If you were squatting, then your knees would be fine." Use proper form, stay healthier for longer, and make more progress. Bam. 8, you're not adding weight. When people ask me why they're not making progress in the gym, one of the first things I ask them is what the 3 to 5 rep maxes are in the squat, bench, and deadlift, or the respective variations. From here, their response is either, "I don't know," or they give me concrete numbers, which are usually 20 to 50 pounds heavier than their actual maxes, but that's beside the point. My next question to the people who actually have justifiable numbers for each lift is, how often do you try lifting heavier weight? The usual response to this includes a scrunched up face filled with a look of utter confusion and ends with them saying something along the lines of, "Well, I'm not strong enough to go heavier yet." Let me explain something. If you're not attempting to lift heavier weight, then you will never get stronger, period. More weight equals more strength, and more strength equals more progress. 9, you're not recovering. No matter what your goal is or what your training program entails, there are always rest periods. Whether the rest period is a couple of hours or a couple of days is irrelevant to the point I'm trying to make. Regardless of the frequency or length of your rest days, they are crucially important for your recovery and continued progress in the gym. It doesn't matter if you're a power lifter, a marathon runner, or a rodeo clown. If you're training hard, then a certain amount of recovery is absolutely necessary to ensure your body is ready to go hard when the time comes. Don't judge. Rodeo clowns have intense training programs too, or at least I'd assume they do. 10, you're scared. I'll be the first to admit that training can be scary, and for a lot of different reasons. For some people, there's a fear of getting under several hundred pounds of weight. For others, it's a fear of failure. Regardless of your fear or the deeper reason behind it all, learning to embrace your fear may be the best thing you can do to ensure you improve in your training. Everyone has fears. No one is completely void of fear, and each person has to deal with it on one level or another. However, the difference between those who make progress and those who don't is the ability to recognize the fear without allowing it to take over their being. Don't let fear beat you. Feel it. Embrace the fear. Let it completely fill you. Only when you have fully acknowledged the fear and its presence inside you can you be free of it. To ignore the fear and run from it is to let it win. If you can accept the fear for what it is, an emotion, and continue to work towards your goals, then you will overcome it. You will beat it. Beat fear, make progress. Summing up, before this post comes to an end, let us take a moment to recap 10 reasons you may be failing to make progress in the gym, shall we? 1. You don't have a goal. 2. You don't have a plan. 3. Your diet doesn't match your training. 4. You're not doing the most productive movements. 5. You're not warming up. 6. Your ego is too big. 7. Your form sucks. 8. You're not adding weight. 9. You're not recovering. And 10. You're scared. I hope that each of you who hears this can now take one step back in order to make 10 leaps forward. To be honest, that's all training really is, breaking things down just to build them right back up, but even better than before. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, 10 Reasons You're Not Making Progress in the Gym by Jordan Syatt with RajLawFitness.com. One of the reasons that really jumped out at me was not recovering, number 9. I'm one of those folks who, if I don't get a workout in each day, I feel like I haven't accomplished enough somehow. And so working out every day for me feels natural. But what happens to me, unfortunately, is when I do that, I end up getting sick. Meaning, my body's telling me, you pushed it way too hard. Now I'm going to force you to rest. So I've learned to incorporate recovery days in between. I've really learned to try and listen to my body. But it's taken me a while to really understand what my body's trying to tell me. But I do think finally he and I are on the same page. Now, for those of you that aren't sure about proper form, for example, or doing the most productive movements, which are compound movements, meaning you're using more than one muscle group, if you do those wrong, injury will happen. So for those who aren't sure what to do, don't feel intimidated. The best thing to do is get some proper training. Honestly, that's what I did. I'm a trainer, and I still had somebody with more experience, somebody with a master's of science degree in kinesiology, help me out, just so I can make sure I stay on my feet. And that ties into leaving your ego at the door. I'm a trainer, but I still sought advice. It's okay, and it's so worth it. Just be sure that the individual you speak to has some qualifying credential, and they weren't just hired by the gym because they look fit. So today is my recovery day. I'm not going to head to the gym right after this post, but I'm going to relax my muscles and do some stretching. So before we end, if you'd like to go above and beyond to help us out, a really simple and free thing you can do right now is show someone how to subscribe to the podcast. It could be a friend, a family member, a coworker, anyone who might want to hear health and fitness blogs being read to them, or anyone who likes audiobooks. You can show them on their smartphone, or you can direct them to our website, oldpodcast.com. Either way, it would be a huge help, and I thank you in advance. I hope you're having a great week, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.